Hello and welcome to The Word, bringing you the good news of Jesus Christ every day from the order of preachers around the world. Today is the Feast of the Conversion of St. Paul, and from the United States, we hear from Sister Lewis Mary Passeri. Sister Lewis Mary is a spiritual director and longtime preacher on this podcast. Her preaching is entitled, Called to Preach.
A reading from the Gospel of Mark. Jesus appeared to the 11 and said to them, Go into the whole world and proclaim the gospel to every creature. Whoever believes and is baptized will be saved. Whoever does not believe will be condemned. These signs will accompany those who believe in my name. They will drive out demons. They will speak new languages. They will pick up serpents with their hands. And if they drink any deadly thing, it will not harm them. They will lay hands on the sick, and they will recover. The Gospel of the Lord. Mark tells us that Jesus appeared to the 11 after his resurrection from the dead and reproved them for their unbelief. When Mary Magdalene told them she had seen the Lord, they did not believe her. And when the two travelers returned to tell them they had seen the Lord, they did not believe them either. But even though Jesus reproves them for their unbelief, he commissions them to proclaim the gospel throughout the world to every creature. Jesus commissioned not only the apostles to proclaim the gospel, he commands us to preach the good news of his love to all creatures as well. The apostles were slow to believe, and yet Jesus told them to take on this responsibility and privilege. The apostles were not worthy, and neither are we. Yet God chooses to use us to help bring about his kingdom. Each of us is called to share our faith, to invite others to embrace this faith, to allow God to work in and through us to bring others to the truth of God's love for every person. There are different ways to preach. We may use words sometimes when the opportunity calls for words. When we know we have received the grace and name the grace we received to another, that is preaching. When we express aloud our thanks and praise to God for something that has been so helpful to us, that is proclaiming the good news of God's love for us. When we are ready and willing to answer questions about the faith, even though we may be tired, that is preaching. At times we may say nothing, but our example speaks the message when we are called to act in such a way that our faith is obvious. We may preach by just being present. I have a friend who is a convert. One day I asked her what drew her to the faith. She said when she was growing up, she had a neighbor, a woman who had something about her that she knew she wanted. Was it a certain peace, a person, a purpose? He asked the woman about what made her so peaceful in the circumstances of life. And the woman told her it was her faith. My friend embraced the faith because of this woman's example, her presence. For whatever reason, God has chosen to use us as his instruments to bring others to the truth of God's love for us. We may feel inadequate to be preachers of God's word. We may feel unworthy to proclaim God's message to others. That is not the issue. It is God's will to involve us in drawing others to the truth. God will supply what we need when we need it. God will give us the thoughts and the words God wants spoken. We have just to say, yes, Lord, use me as your messenger, however you choose. Loving Jesus, thank you for wanting me to be your instrument in calling others to your truth of love for us. Give me the grace to always seek to do your will and to be your faithful messenger. Amen.